So let's introduce our next guest then, who's come up with a cookery book for, well, for students, for young people. A mum from Lewis has come up with this, the ideal cookery book for students. JJ Graphic Recipes by Michi Mathias. I hope I've got your name right, Michi. Yeah?
Good morning. It's almost. It's Michi Mathias.
Michi Mathias.
Close.
Okay, fine. And you've got your son JJ in the studio. Hello, JJ.
Hi. Right.
So is JJ a bit of an inspiration for this, really?
Well, he is. He's just turned 18. He's going off to university, and he doesn't like reading recipes. And I just wanted him to be able to cook some family favorites, you know, things that he's used to at home, and not have to rely on, you know, oven chips and pot noodles and things like that. So I just started sketching out some of the things that we eat normally, you know, our own sort of...
I've got one here. The graphic recipe. So this is like a recipe book with absolutely no words whatsoever. I love this,
exactly.
Actually.
It's all done in pictures.
I tell you what, let's look at a couple of in just a moment.
Okay.
We need to get this man out of the way, first of all. John Lees is going to do the sport in 60 seconds.
Sports news from BBC Sussex.
4 minutes tonight. Let's talk about how you do a recipe book with very little words. I love the idea of this, and actually, I think you've hit upon something here. Having just had a look at some of the recipes here, like the lasagna and the tabbouleh and that sort of stuff, it's actually quite clear when it's done.
Yeah, it's meant to be very, very clear, so that at one glance you can see everything that goes in. You can see the relation of everything to everything else. Because when you're reading a recipe, you often have to keep going back, don't you? How many grams of that was it, and when do you add that, and where does this go? Here, I've drawn everything only once. That was the whole point. So, like if an onion is being chopped, I've got it, you know, in different stages, but there's only one onion, and it's kind of exploding itself into the pan, things like that. So it's kind of action cooking on the page.
I like it. JJ, now where are you off to then?
I'm going to UCL.
UCL, that's right. So it will be your first time away from home. Are you looking? Will this be in your gear?
Hopefully it'll be important.
A lot of students, I suppose, they're quite well known for just eating pot noodles.
And pizza.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. But you're determined to do some proper cooking, are you?
A little bit of proper cooking.
And how are you in the kitchen anyway? Now?
I'm competent. All right.
Yeah, he's creative.
Creative.
And that's the thing about this book, is it's not giving you specific instructions, really. It's ideas. It's kind of guidelines. You have to use your imagination a little bit, and you're encouraged to substitute one thing for another. And wherever possible, I don't actually give measurements. I just show the idea of what can be done. Of course, for baking, the measurements matter.
Okay. Now then, there's obviously some favourites here, like Grandma's oatmeal raisin biscuits. I can imagine that, actually.
Yeah, I've got a couple things that come from my mother. That's one, and the potato salad is another. It's the best potato salad in the world. People that don't like potato salad like this one, don't they?
If there was only one recipe that you could cook from this book, JJ, what would it be?
Well, pizza is generally really useful, just to know how to make the base.
And you've got a pizza base recipe here, so that will be well used, I suppose. Yeah. I like the mildly spiced lentils, actually.
Yeah, they're really tasty as well.
Well, there you go. People can look at this online, can they?
They can. If they go to my website, it's just michimathiasillustrator.com. It's also available in a couple of shops in Lewis. I'm actually having a launch tonight. Not in Lewis, at a cafe.
Well, at the moment it's just a wee booklet sort of thing, but I have a feeling you might have struck on something here, and I think there are bigger things for this sort of format. So thank you very much, Dee, for introducing it to us, and good luck cooking it at university. Enjoy that, and thank you both for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
And that's it for breakfast. We'll see you tomorrow, but Danny's next.